Were you already thinking what your career path could be, what your interest was?
At that point, I would have to say, John, it was on my mind. I mean, I won't say that I had a 10-year plan. I'm gonna go to Okemah, I'm gonna practice law, I'm gonna run for the legislature. I had been exposed to it since a very early age. In our time in Washington, D.C. in the 60s, Speaker Albert was a friend of my father's. He was at our place, you know. I was exposed to it just being in Washington with everything going on. You're probably more aware of events than, you know, you're where the action is. I liked it. I was involved in student government in high school and certainly in college. The position at the university and the doing the legislative work certainly helped that along, because I got acquainted with many of the legislators on a first name basis. So I would say this. I would say it piqued my interest. I had at that point an idea that I might do this at some point. I didn't have a plan that it was going to be in 4 years or 5 years. I had a strong interest.
Carl Albert, did you have any conversations with him, or was he encouraging you one way or another?
He was. He was interesting, John, in that even as a when I was in grade school, when he would be at our place. He was always interested. What are you taking? What subjects are you taking? He would be interested in particularly what type of European history. You know, what are you very inquisitive and appeared to me it was genuine in terms of being very interested in what I was doing. Well, do you think you're going to be interested in government? You know, asking questions like that. I stayed in touch with him. He retired in 1976, but he was at the University of Oklahoma a lot for lectures and things, and we stayed in touch through the years. When I decided in 82 to run for the legislature, I called him, and he said, you know, let me know what you need. He said, I'll be there for events if you need me, and he was on a couple of occasions. When we started running ads, he did an ad that was an endorsement ad that definitely helped me, because he was well known in the district. So yeah, he was a mentor. He was a mentor from an early age.
You probably didn't realize then how lucky you were.
Oh, well, you're right. Initially, I mean, I viewed him as a friend of my parents. Obviously knew when he was elected speaker in 1970, we were proud. I'd see him on television. And realized that he had national stature. During the Watergate era, you remember there were two occasions when there was no vice president, where he was the next in line to the presidency on two different times. So as time moved on, and then as I got more interested in seeking office, I realized what a tremendous guy he was, and he really was. And just so down to earth, you know, after my election to the legislature, I'd catch a Friday, and particularly as I went up the ranks and was appropriations chair and majority leader and speaker, and I'd drive to McAllister on Friday. He had an office there in the federal building, the Carl Albert Federal Building, and, you know, spend a couple hours with him just chatting. But he was a great resource and just a genuinely great person. I was honored to be a pallbearer at his funeral.
Wow. A man short of stature.
Oh, yeah.
How tall? 5 what? What do you think he was?
Well, they said he was 5'4", and that might have been stretching it. You know, he was small. He was very small. The word was that even in high school and as a debater at OU, that he had this booming voice, and that the minute he started talking, the height did not matter at all.